So Hare Krishna, we will end this first session, which is called Entering the Retreat. We will end it with a short kirtan of 15 minutes. Hare Krishna. I would like to say just two words before we enter the kirtan. Once Kamsa had heard about Srimati Radharani and her extraordinary beauty, because he just stayed in Mathura, he decided to go to Vrindavan and kidnap Srimati Radharani. He came with horsemen and lancemen and asked his army to wait under some trees, and then went to one place called Kishori Kund because he felt thirsty. And he wanted to first quench his thirst and then enter the palace of Srimati Radharani in Yavat, it's a large house, and just kidnap her. So when he came down to the Kund, he just took his hand and began to drink the water of Kishori Kund. And as he was drinking, he saw his horses who were standing nearby, and these horses started to neigh. Neigh means hee-hee-hee-hee. They were terrorized, and they stared at him. He thought, why do these foolish horses make such a noise? They should know me. And then as he was coming to the horses to pacify them, they started to laugh at him. It was strange, he said, the behavior of the horses. Horses are not what they used to be. So then he went back to Kishori Kund, and as he looked into the Kishori Kund, he saw a beautiful woman was staring out of the Kund into his eyes. Now this was really going to be strange. So he took his hand to see if this was a ghost, and reached his hand into the Kund. And when he took his hand out and looked at his hand, he saw it was full of bangles. Then he looked again into the Kishori Kund, and he saw the girl looking back at him with frightened eyes, and then he knew he was that girl. His horses were laughing about him because now he was a woman. He had transformed by touching the waters of the Kishori Kund into a woman. At just this moment, he saw two beautiful gopis coming down the steps of the Kishori Kund. It was a ghat. And the women were asking, these were two little girls, they were going to fetch water, and they said, look, there is this chariot. Whose chariot it is? So Kamsa, who still was bewildered, jumped up, you know, and he's fell over his skirt, and he said, it's my chariot, I'm Kamsa. So the girls were saying, you don't look like Kamsa, you look like one of us. Now one of the girls was Lalita, the servant of Srimati Radharani. And she thought, and then she became very angry. Kamsa, you rascal, she said. This Kund fulfills the thoughts of anyone who approaches it. You were thinking of Radha, of a woman. And because when you were thinking of it, when you drank the water, you turned into a woman. You wanted to kidnap our Radha. This is too much. And she slapped Kamsa into the face. At that time, Radharani, who's the controller of everything in Vrindavan, who knew what had happened, appeared in the heart of of Lalita and said, "Bring him to me." So Lalita made peace with Kamsa and said, "You rascal, come with me. Vrindavaneshwari Radha wants to see you, our queen. I have come to fetch her bathing water. You might have to wait a little." So Lalita brought Kamsa in the guise of a woman to the palace of Radha, put him in a waiting room, and Kamsa had to wait for 2 hours. After 2 hours, the door opened, just like this door opened, and I think Ganga has come in, or Yamuna. Yamuna has come in. So Radha came in the door. The room filled with her brilliance, her golden light. She sat down on a throne and said, "Kamsa, you fool, you cannot lay hand on me. Kamsa, you have dared to enter Vrindavan with your Kamsa spirit. I will ask you, do you have a wish now?" So Kamsa, and the lady fell down on her knees, it gets a little complicated, and said, "I have a desire. Please, if I come in this form back to Mathura, and I tell my ministers I'm your king, they will cut me into pieces and eat me alive. Please make me Kamsa again. Give me my beautiful body back." Radha said, "Only under one condition. Kamsa, you hate Krishna. You have sent demons to kill Krishna. You must promise that henceforward you will never ever attempt to go to Vrindavan yourself, nor will you send any demon to attack my Krishna. Only if you promise this, you will get back your body." Kamsa said, "I promise." Radha said, "You will now go back to Kishorikund with Lalita. And there you have to kneel down and you have to promise on your knees in the presence of Suryadev that you will not try to come to Vrindavan again. We don't need you here. And if you should ever break your promise, you will immediately turn back into a woman." Said, "Kamsa, I promise before Suryadev." So he went back, he gave his promise, and he turned into Kamsa and ran out of Vrindavan, never to come back again. My dear devotees, when you enter now the retreat, leave something old behind. Don't bring your false identities with you. You are only a servant of Shri Krishna or of Srimati Radharani. That's your identity. Try to not be the enjoyer in Vrindavan. Try to be the one who gives pleasure to Krishna. And in Kirtan, that's our chance. We will sit down and we will sing, we will make an effort to sing, and we will praise Krishna to give him pleasure. And in this way, we will slowly, slowly lose our old and ancient mentality of being the enjoyer. Is this a good proposal? Hare Krishna.